And finally, the first totally automated ship was launched today. The leader of the Seamen's Union described it as the death knell for manned shipping worldwide. In an interview given today by Sir Angus Peterson, the chairman of the Maritime Society, he said that man would at once lose half his inheritance if the art of navigation did not enable him to manage this untamed beast. The services of the sea, they are innumerable. 'Tis to distant friends a pleasant meeting, to weary persons delightful, to studious minds a map of knowledge, mystery of temperance, exercise of continence, school of prayer, meditation, devotion, and sobriety. 'Tis refuge to the distressed, portage to the merchant, passage to the traveller, customs to the prince, springs, lakes, rivers to the earth. It hath on it tempests and calms to chastise sins, to exercise the faith of seamen. It entertains the sun with vapours, the moon with calm, the stars with a looking glass, the sky with clouds, the rivers with tides. Once the sea yields action to the body, meditation to the mind, the world to the world, all parts to each part by this art of arts, navigation.
Time, rain, then showers. Good. Fair Isle, southeasterly, bearing southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9. Showers. Good. Faroes, cyclonic, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8. Perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers. Good. And southeast Iceland, northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, backing northwesterly 5. Showers. Good.
Well, I come from an island in the west coast of Scotland. Everyone goes to sea. You know, it's just a tradition. Well, I come from an island in the west coast of Scotland. Everyone goes to sea. Stornoway. Stornoway. stormy. Storm.